Varney Haynes, International Representative for IATSE, the International Alliance of Theoretical Stage Employees, talked to CKUW in a recent interview about the battle with the MTS Center and Kevin Donnelly, the center's Senior Vice President. Can you tell us more about IATSE?
IATSE is an acronym which stands for the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. It's a union throughout North America that represents stage and film technicians and projectionists, basically covering those two industries, which are stage and film. Again, as I say, it's the North American union that represents the stage and film technicians.
Okay, and
in Winnipeg specifically, There's two locals. One's Local 63, which represents the stage locals, the stage technicians, and the other local in Winnipeg is Local 856, which represents the film technicians. And obviously, in Winnipeg, with Local 63 being the stage local in Winnipeg, that's the local that has the issue, obviously, with the MTS Center.
Exactly. And about that issue, can you give us background information on it and how it came about and these kinds of things?
No, the background information on the MTS Center is really simplistic, and that is that throughout the life of the Winnipeg Arena, IATSC Local 63 worked there, providing all of the stage technicians. There was a change in the administration of the Winnipeg Arena, which involved, obviously, Kevin Donnelly, who further went on to the MTS Center. During the period of time he was at the Winnipeg Arena, the local concluded an agreement covering the Winnipeg Arena, and that was to be the precursor for the agreement at the MTS Center. The negotiations were in good faith, based on the fact that Kevin Donnelly was going to be the senior vice president at the MTS Center. The local made those agreements in regards to the Winnipeg Arena under the impression and based on the representations made by Kevin Donnelly that it would indeed be the provider of stage work at the MTS Center. When the MTS Center opened, which was, if I'm not mistaken, November 15th, Kevin Donnelly notified the union that he had decided to sign a contract with NASCO Services. That became an issue, obviously, based on the representations that were made to the local prior to that period of time, that it would indeed be the one providing the stage technical work at the MTS Center. And lo and behold, we are where we are today. There's been discussions via conciliation based on the Minister of Labor offering the services of a conciliation officer. We were in discussions for approximately 5 months with MTS Center. During that period of time, again, they made representations to the local, and more specifically, based on the representations that they made in writing, which took place during the Juno Awards, insofar as the MTS Center made an offer to the local guaranteeing it a percentage of the work at the MTS Center if it didn't pick it during the Junos. The local accepted that offer, and then after the Junos was finished, MTS Center refused to meet and further discuss what they had put in writing. Unfortunately, based on the actions by the MTS Center in regards to refusing to further meet with the local to discuss the MTS offer, we had no choice but to try and get the MTS Center to live up to what they put in writing, and therefore we had to file a lawsuit in the Court of Queen's Bench on September 8th requesting that the courts deal with the issue in regards to the MTS Center and IATSC Local 63 and the representations made in the letter from the MTS Center to the local during the Juno Awards. That's where it stands now, as we filed the lawsuit in the Court of Queen's Bench requesting that the court uphold the contract that was proposed and accepted by the MTS Center to Local 63. And currently, they have 30 days to reply to the lawsuit, so we'll have to wait till the 30 days as to what their response will be, but I'll guarantee unequivocally is that they will challenge it, no ins, if, doubts, or buts. Even though what they put in writing in regards to the offer they made, any layperson would realize that what they've put in writing and in regards to not living up to it is wrong. Simple as that.
How many members does the Local 63 have?
Local 63 has approximately 230 members.
And, I mean, you guys have been working at the Winnipeg Arena since its first day back in 1955, is that right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now it's another company.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, the company did not exist prior to November 15th, literally. Did not exist in Manitoba at all. What they did is the MTS Center, a.k.a. via Kevin Donnelly, signed a contract for 5 years with NASCO Services, which is based in Vancouver. And again, as I say, prior to the opening of the MTS Center, NASCO Services did not exist in Winnipeg. Simple as that. So what they did during that period of time when it first opened is they brought people in from outside the province to service the stage technical work. It doesn't make sense, not at all. The local at that point in time in November, they offered MTS Center the identical rates and conditions that NASCO was proposing. And again, MTS rejected it. They refused it. Kevin Donnelly explained to me specifically that prior to the opening of the MTS Center, he was sitting at home when he had a cold and he had an epiphany. And it came to him out of the sky that he should sign a contract with NASCO Services.
Really?
That was his response in regards to why he was signing a contract with NASCO Services and not Local 63. It makes no sense whatsoever. Local 63 has a skilled technical workers that have been doing this work for since 1890-something in Winnipeg, and he rejected it. And as I say, he had an epiphany at home one night, and someone told him in his epiphany to go sign a contract with NASCO Services. So you know what? That's what he did. And I kid you not, that was the rationale that was explained to me in regards to why he was signing a contract with NASCO. Makes no sense whatsoever. Again, as I say, NASCO did not exist prior to November in the province of Manitoba, and now they have the contract for the MTS Center, which is ridiculous, totally. You know, and as explained to the MTS Center, and as well as the Premier or the Deputy Minister of Labor or the Minister of Labor, it's ridiculous, totally, where you have public funding in the amount of over $200 million going to the MTS Center, and they turn around and do stuff like this. Totally ridiculous, and what's even more irritating to me personally is that the portion of the taxes that I pay, which is far too much to begin with, is going to the MTS Center. It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And I know the province and the Premier and the Minister of Labor are all, you know, talking the same talk in regards to its arm's length, and it's got nothing to do with the province. You know, in regards that it's a private corporation, and they're true, it is a private corporation that's been funded significantly via the public coffers. You know, and as I say, to the tune of over $200 million with the life of the contracts that are in place with the City of Winnipeg and the province of Manitoba. That's how much that MTS Center is going to get. And again, as I say, it irks me to no end whatsoever, you know, that portions of the taxes that I pay are going back to the MTS Center. And I know, as they say, the province is trying to distance themselves, but the facts are the facts. Simple as that, you know.
So, just to make this all clear to everyone, the owner had a epiphany. Somebody tells him hire another company, and now over 200 people are unemployed.
That's exactly, specifically what took place in November, is Kevin Donnelly had an epiphany sitting at home while he had a cold, and someone came to him and said, sign a contract with NASCO. And you know what? That's exactly what he did, a five-year contract. And he signed that contract with NASCO based on an epiphany, someone coming to him in a dream, you know, to sign a contract with NASCO instead of giving it to the outfit that had been doing the work for the last XYZ years in the province of Manitoba. or the city of Winnipeg. Makes no sense whatsoever at all. And again, as I say, the other, you know, unfortunate issue is the amount of public money that goes into that place with those guys is just totally ridiculous. Totally insane. That's all. You know, that these guys can come to the public coffers and the guys can't get their checkbooks out fast enough to give away the public money to these guys. It's ridiculous. Totally, totally ridiculous.
Exactly. What about Sam Katz or anybody else from City Hall? Have they said anything? Anything?
Well, I mean, the mayor has been supportive with IATSE, and that's based on the fact that when the mayor ran Night Out for decades, we dealt directly with him on a regular basis, weekly, if not more. So he's extremely supportive of the union, but his issue goes back to the agreement that was signed with the MTS Center, or True North Sports, and the city of Winnipeg. And the unfortunate reality with that is that agreement, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a 25-year agreement, which gives the True North Sports and Entertainment, or the MTS Center, a break on all the business taxes, as well gives them the 10% amusement tax directly back to the MTS Center. And his issue was that the agreement that was entered into at that point in time was done via the past mayor, Glenn Murray, and the agreement itself does not have the ability to go back and revisit those issues. That's all. So basically he's stuck with an agreement from the past mayor, and there's nothing he can do about it whatsoever. But again, as I say, he's always been extremely supportive, and his issue, which he had it right on the nail on the head, was that if the union was willing to do it for the same rates and conditions, what's the problem? That's all. He didn't understand it whatsoever. So he has been extremely supportive, but insofar as what he can do about it, again, as I say, based on the fact that the past mayor, Glenn Murray, signed the agreement with the True North Sports and Entertainment for a 25-year period, giving them oodles and bags of money back, there's nothing the current administration at City Hall can do about it. That's all.
Is there anything you'd like to add or say to our listeners?
Well, I mean, as I say, the whole issue surrounding the MTS Center is extremely unfortunate. And the other issue that we're trying to drive home with our lawsuit is that this type of behavior in regards to making offers in writing to unions and our companies and then reneging on the offer, well, it might be the business practice in Alberta, where Mr. Jim Ludlow was from, and from British Columbia, where Kevin Donnelly was from. That might be the accepted business practice in those provinces, but we want to drive home a point that it's not the accepted business practice in Manitoba. And again, that's another reason why the lawsuit was filed, and hopefully we can get some remedy from the courts in regards to the issues that we've raised. That's all.
Are there any events or anything coming up regarding this battle with MTS that our audience should know about?
The unfortunate reality currently, based on the fact that the firemen from the firemen's union are doing the portion of the work at the MTS Center in regards to the rigging. Again, they had explained to us back in December that their members were going to stop going to the MTS Center and not work during those events. However, they have been up to date, continually working there. So the direction for the local at this point in time is to picket the fire halls. There will be fire halls targeted. Specific fire halls where the firemen are actually working at the MTS Center during their off time, or I hope it's their off time, those will be the fire halls that will be targeted, and we will be picketing them in the next 2 weeks. It's a sad state that we have to take that step, but unfortunately the message isn't getting clear to the other union members not to work at the MTS Center. So we have to take the unprecedented step and go and picket the fire halls, which at this point we are doing.
And if anyone would like to know more about this issue, where would be the best place to go or who to contact?
Well, the best person to contact is myself. I know there's web pages on the internet dealing with the MTS Center. And basically all you have to do is punch in Google search and punch in Bernie Haynes, and there'll be a lot of stuff that comes up on the MTS Center that's on the net currently. So that's probably the best direction. Or as I say, people can contact me directly, you know, to get further information as to what's taking place. But as I say, at this point in time, those are the major steps that are taking place currently.
And what is your number for people who'd like to contact you?
943-4634. And the other, if people do have specific questions, they can contact Kevin Donnelly at the MTS Center. I know there's nothing better that he likes to do than to take questions in regards to this issue.
Okay.
I don't have his phone number offhand, but again, you can contact him via the MTS Center direct. And again, as I say, there's nothing better than he likes to do during the day than to answer questions about IATSC and the MTS Center. So I would encourage listeners to phone Mr. Donnelly direct and query him as to his specifics regarding his epiphany.
I'd like to say thank you very much for taking your time to do this interview.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
You have been listening to an interview with Barney Haynes, the international representative for IATSE, the International Alliance of Theoretical Stage Employees, who talked to us about the battle with the MTS Center, and Kevin Donnelly, the center's senior vice president. My name is Bojan Dulabic, and you are listening to CKUW's The Beat, 95.9 FM Winnipeg.